Bez Hashem continues Shmiras Lashon Shar Zechira Perek Yud Beis, issue number 96. We're learning the topic of what to answer back to the Yetzer Hara when he encourages the person to accept Lashon Hara, to listen to the Lashon Hara. And he says, besides what we discussed yesterday, he tells us that a person who doesn't accept Lashon Hara, doesn't listen to the Lashon Hara, he protects himself that he does not lose the mitzvahs that he might have lost. What does that mean? What that means is that there are times when people come over to you and they say to you, "I know, I got something to tell you." And you go, "Oh yeah, what's that?" Yeah, but you know when this happens? During Kriyas HaTorah, during laning. It happens when the chazan's about to say Kaddish, and while he's telling this to you, you can't hear him well. You know why? Because everyone else is saying, "Amen, Yehei Shmei Rab," and you think, "What? I can't hear this. I can't hear what he's. What a chutzpah! I can't hear what he's trying to tell me." In the meantime, the person is missing out on answering "Amen, Yehei Shmei Rab." We learned in the Mishnah Berurah Shir that "Amen, Yehei Shmei Rab" is more important than davening with a minyan. We learned this. It's more important than kiddush. "Amen, Yehei Shmei Rab." And here, the person is giving up this mitzvah so he can hear Lashon Hara? Poor investment. But when the person tells someone, no, he creates the status. You know, someone wanted to tell me a joke yesterday. I like jokes, by the way. You know that? But not in the Beis Medrash. Not in the Beis Medrash. So I know this fellow. And he says to me, "Did you ever hear?" I said, "Can I make a Birchas HaTorah on it?" What does that mean? What? He's about to tell me something. I asked him, "What you're about to tell me, can I make a bracha on learning what you're about to tell me?" So he looks at me, what is Meshuggah saying? What is this Meshuggah saying? He wants to tell me a joke, which I told you, I like jokes. But you don't make the jokes in the Beis Medrash. You come outside, you tell me a nice, good, funny joke. This doesn't offend anyone. So this is what I told him in a serious but polite way. Said, "Can I make a bracha that what you're about to tell me is called Torah?" The answer was no. When you create a situation, when people know, he doesn't listen to my Lashon Hara, then they won't come over to you. When you create that situation, they won't come and disturb you and share with you the nonsense of Lashon Hara. You won't lose on your mitzvahs. They won't talk to you during davening. A person who is known throughout the city is this type of person that does not want to hear Lashon Hara and Achilus. Then these Bali Lashon Hara, the people who go speak Lashon Hara, they can avoid him. You know, like by Pesach, they have skipped over the house, they can skip over this person. Someone told me a few years ago, he decided, he's got to improve. He's not talking during Davin anymore. He said his good friends would come over to him. They would see him. He put his hand on his mouth. They would look at him, smile, and walk away, find someone else to talk to during Davin. They still stayed friends. But they knew not to go over to this individual because he doesn't talk during Davin. The Da'oid. Person who wants to be vigilant regarding this avera of not accepting Lashon Hara Rechilus, he should be cautioning his family members. Now, this doesn't mean every time they open their mouth, no, that's not what it means. It means in a proper, polite manner, learn, teach the halachas, learn Shmir Salashon, learn Hichus Lashon Hara, and explain to them, make it clear to them, the tremendous great reward for a person who is careful with his speech. And as well, the other way, conversely, the tremendous horrific punishment that awaits a person who transgresses these Yisurim and they do speak Lashon Hara. כדי שלא ייפול על ידי סיפוריהם ברשס קבלס לשון הרע ורחילס. That people should not fall in this trap. We don't realize it's so easy. Many times we think in life that, you know, has anybody ever here been to Fort Knox? Have you ever walked into Fort Knox and walked out with a bar of gold? We've never done that. And we're not going to be able to do that. So you think if a person, that's a very hard thing to do, so that's why it's really forbidden. But to open your mouth and to say Lashon Hara, I could do it right now. I could do it right now. You want to hear Lashon Hara? I could do it right now. It's so simple, so easy. So we don't think it's a problem. And that's part of the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah doesn't want us to realize how horrific it is. How dangerous it is. Because it's so simple. And that's why we have to be so careful to use our teeth. And then the other guard, the mouth. Use them properly and only open the mouth when you want to say something positive.